Now, I've managed to get on the phone the one and only Mr. Dave Lee Travis, DLT, the man himself, on the radio because it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. Hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm reasonable. I don't know if you're in a position to turn up your volume to me.
Yes.
But that would be handy because I can hardly hear you.
Oh, dear. Is that any better?
Go about the same again and we'll be all right.
Oh, dear. All right. How about that? Is that better?
I don't think you've changed it at all. I think you're winding me up.
Oh, I see. Somebody's turned the master down. There you go.
Ah.
Is that any better?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Yes. People play around with this over the weekend. They come
in.
They
shouldn't be allowed to touch this stuff.
I know.
They should have special licenses for people to mess about with equipment.
They should.
When somebody else is going to use it after them, they should not be allowed to mess with it.
Those are the rules of the radio. You leave it as you find it.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you've been radio long enough. You started listening on the pirates.
I started before Marconi invented it.
Oh, dearie me, that was a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
It was just a few, yeah.
Before I sing you happy birthday, because I'm going to, I'm determined to, I've got to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, and in a lesser extent, Tony Blackburn and Ed Stewart, I wouldn't be doing this.
Ah, so you're blaming us three then?
Well, yeah, I am. But do you know what? I'm loving this. This is where I'm happy. This is a wonderful place for me. I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I think the thing is, radio is and always has been a great it's a great outlet for people, and it's better than television.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Anyways, because I remember somebody saying that with radio, the pictures are better, which is very true. I mean, it's a great medium. It won't go away.
No.
But it needs to be nurtured, and don't go too potty with it. And you can enjoy your life doing this sort of stuff.
Oh, it's great fun, and I'm getting to meet some lovely people. I've had some great interviews lately. I've spoken to Matt Goss from Bross.
Oh, yeah.
UB40. What's-his-face from Status Quo.
Not what's-his-face.
What's-his-face from Status Quo. Do you know when your mind goes blank when you're just on air? You can't think of Francis Rossi.
I've got news for you.
Go on.
I was buying something.
Yeah.
Via the phone. And I had to give my details.
Yeah.
And I gave my name, obviously, and the name of the house.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, and I'd totally forgotten what the village was called.
Easily done.
I've only been here 6 years, but I just, you know, every now and then I just get this glitch that goes on and goes, what? You know, which I guess is part of the reason that you either, you know, become a reasonably successful DJ or not, because if you can't remember stuff, you've got to be able to throw something else in.
Exactly.
Basically that does happen to me, and I can sometimes go out to the end of the road to go to somewhere I've been going to for years and thinking, do I go left or right here? It's just a momentary lapse.
Oh, I did that in the kitchen. I walked in the kitchen for something yesterday. Why am I in the kitchen?
You can't lose your way in the bloody kitchen.
What do I want while I'm in here? And then I remembered what I had to do. Yeah, it was dessert.
You should never forget dessert.
No. Well, look, it's your birthday today. Can I tell listeners how old you are?
If you want to.
It's your 75th birthday today.
Is it?
Apparently so.
Good grief.
So I read somewhere.
I can't be that old, surely. I must be.
You don't look it. You don't even sound it.
I look about 94.
Listen, I saw a photograph of you or a little video of you actually on Facebook, because you've got a podcast coming out this afternoon, haven't you?
Yes, there is one.
Yes, and you still look as young as I saw you a couple of years ago at our friend's place.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm very grey all over.
So am I now.
Yeah, well, it comes to all of us, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, that's true.
I still keep trying to tell people, you know, I actually once, this is name-dropping, I know, but I was at a do in London, and one of the principals that was there for this charity was Princess, what's her name? forgetting again.
Is she still with us?
I can't remember which one it was.
Margaret Ann.
No. It's the one that's known as the Pushy Princess.
Oh, right.
Her.
Oh, Fergie.
No. It doesn't matter. The point was, we were talking, and I said to her, I said, do you think that I ought to carry on as I am now, dyeing my hair grey, or do you think I ought to let it go naturally black again?
What did she say?
She just looked at me and she said, I like it the way it is. I don't think she even got the joke.
Oh, dear. Some people, they don't, do they? They're just...
Oh, it's those royals, you know. They haven't got the same sense of humour we have.
Well, they haven't, no. They don't have the same driving instructors, most of them, either.
Ah.
Oh, but we're not going there. We're not going there. Anyway, hang on. I've got to sing you happy birthday, because that's why I got hold of you. You ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear DLT. Quack, quack, oops. Happy birthday to you. Hooray! Happy birthday.
You know, that was very solitary and very impressive.
Did you?
I felt that you felt there should have been another 25 people at least singing with you, but you managed it on your own, which is heroic.
There was. I had them all queued up outside of the window of the studio.
They didn't get the cue properly.
But they all passed out from the heat and went and got themselves some water from the shop 2 miles up the road and missed it.
Well, that's one thing. We're all locked down, and God help us. But, you know, isn't it nice when the weather is reasonable?
Yes. But I think that's why people also need radio now during this lockdown, because there's rubbish on the telly. So many channels now with absolutely sweet nothing to watch. Mm. But the radio, you go through what's on, whether it's a community station like us, whether it's the big boys or not, and there's always a voice out there in the ether talking to you.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there are still people out there, he said, getting a bit serious about this lockdown stuff.
Yeah.
That think, oh, no, it's all right, doesn't apply to me. Maybe because I'm younger and I'm not likely to catch it, but you're certainly likely to pass it on.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, nobody is secure.
No.
Unless everybody takes part in this and shows responsibility. And I think that Boris is walking on shaky ground at the moment.
Bless him.
You know, he's, you know, like the schools, I don't personally agree with the fact that the schools will open again the beginning of next month. To me, it seems stupid to open it for whatever, a couple of weeks before they all break up for the holidays anyway.
It's about a month, I think, something like that,
And you're taking an extra risk. I don't understand the logic of it.
No.
But I do understand the logic of, you know, if you stay, you know, use your common sense.
Yeah.
Just stay away from people. That is the most common sense stuff that, you know, we could have got from any government. Stay away, keep your hands clean, and
don't
rob banks.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right.
Keep yourself safe. And that's what you should be doing.
You've disappeared on me.
Sorry, I said keep yourself safe.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
That's the prime thing.
Yes. I know. Well, look, thank you for ringing me. Thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for being around. Thank you for letting me sing you happy birthday.
Well, I'm honoured.
Thank you for, being there and making me want to be here. That is wonderful.
Well, the good thing about this is that we are socially distanced.
just a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, just a bit. No, it's been delightful talking to you, and I hope you take good care of yourself and all the listeners as well. Be well, and dear, be good to each other.
And you, Dave, you take care. You take care. God bless.
Cheers. Take care, man. Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.